fun. I'll show you how it works.
Have your fun, boys. Have your fun.
I thought it would be fun for him to see a live show.
I was watching the show having fun.
Have fun, my friend. Have fun.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, how fun.
Now we're going to do something extremely fun.
That's a fun way to say fun.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
608, good morning. Hump Day.
Good morning.
Yeah. Just halfway through the week, you did it. It's just from now, think about it. Friday's a wash. Tomorrow's the new Friday.
Right. You're almost there.
I would say leave around noon today.
Okay.
If wow. I had to give career advice, that's what I would give to our listeners.
What
right
time
now.
Are you leaving today?
Well, around noon.
Okay.
Yeah.
That explains why you are where you are.
Are you saying life choices, Jackson? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying some self-reflection might be some good.
Hey, yesterday we took votes all day on my punishment for losing the bet to Jackson. It has been decided. I will be in full-on drag this Friday starting at 8:10 in the morning on the corner of 6th South and 3rd West. It's where the R&R barbecue is. There's a Subway in there. I think there's a nail salon.
Got three ads, really about it.
Yeah. We're still working on exactly what I'm going to wear. There's different ideas being thrown out. I don't know. At this point, whatever you want. You find it, I'll put it on.
That's true.
I keep telling you, Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman. There's no other option.
I had that up yesterday on the computer, and I was like, do I need to buy this? And then we had other people in this meeting, and they're like, no, we have friends who will be able to bring stuff. And,
right.
And I have a feeling that Thursday night, I'm going to be asking Jen for her clothes.
Right.
Which is not a conversation I want to be having.
No.
It's not a question Jen wants to be having, for sure.
She's like, this is how it's going to end. Huh?
She's like, the psychic was right.
Yeah. That's how it
ends. But if you have time on Friday, we know life is busy. Please swing by the corner of 6th South and 3rd West at 8:10. We'll have it all up on social media, on Instagram and Twitter. It's all Mix 105.1 Utah. Jackson, you got some candy last night?
Yeah, so I was at the printing shop getting some stuff printed, some documents. And this tiny little old woman walks up to me.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a Christmas bow on as a brooch.
Oh.
So she's a little cuckoo.
Yeah.
And she says to me, she goes, are you a human being?
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Yeah. And she goes, are you a male? I go, yeah. She goes, are you handsome? And that was more rhetorical than anything.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, oh, you know I'm handsome. And she goes, well, here you go, and handed me some candy.
Oh.
I got candy for being a handsome young man.
What kind of candy? Was it hard candy? I assume.
It was the most grandmotherly candy. It was one of those caramels.
Yes.
With that cream center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it a Werther's?
No.
It's not a Werther's.
It's just, I don't think you can get them unless you're a grandma.
Right. It's like the one that has like the strawberry wrapper on the outside. I feel like that's another grandma candy.
I love those too. But they're all good memories attached to those. I think that's why you like them.
My grandma was lemon drops.
Oh, those were good too.
No, the shots. She always was just giving the kids.
Set up right there.
What is it with old people and trying to sneak liquor into kids? Old people are always trying to get kids drunk.
Speaking of random candy stories, Justin yesterday goes and buys a Rolo, which I think the company of Rolos just excited someone purchased them.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were still making them.
Either. I just was at the store and I'm like, I wanted something sweet. I didn't want a regular candy bar.
Sure.
Right.
And
I saw those. I'm like, dude, I haven't had those forever. So I bought them. Knocked down the whole roll. Before I got to the car.
I haven't had a Rolo.
Hold on. How far away were you parked?
Not that far.
Yeah.
He's a slow walker. Jackson.
I know this, but did you even unwrap them? Like, how did you eat
the whole
these?
Thing at once? Popped them in, was chewing them up on the way out. I'm like, you know what? Very satisfying.
It's a one at a time candy.
I was doing handful.
You were like peanuts?
Yeah, pretty much. You can get three or four.
But don't they come individually wrapped?
No, it was the roll. To where if you unwrap the whole thing, you've got like eight of them right there. So you just do two groups of four, and
then
you're done.
He went to a printing shop. And he actually handed out those Rolos to good-looking individuals at the printing shop.
Tell me you don't want one of those now. They're good.
So, yeah, I got one of those little caramels and a dinner mint that I'm sure she stole from a restaurant.
That's so funny.
She was the cutest thing I've ever met in my life.
Because it said Market Street Grill on it.
It just said thank you. And I was like, you're welcome.
Justin, let's get to the showbiz beat.
So it happened last night. A base was stolen in the World Series. Game one. So what does that mean? Free tacos coming up November 1st.
Woo!
Ta! tacos.
Game
Sports
one.
Make no sense to me. Does that like not happen in the World Series?
Yeah, it may
stealing
not.
A base is hard. It's even harder in this World Series. So
yeah, I mean,
it's a big deal.
Never does it really happen in Game One either, to where I don't think we've had that yet. So Taco Bell's gonna have to pay up coming up November 1st between 2 and 6 if you want to get it.
Jackson, you don't watch baseball, but it's actually ceremonial. When you steal a base, they stop the game and they bring out the taco, and the player actually sits down and has a picnic.
Right there. On the base.
No, they do, yes. Yeah.
I don't know a lot.
It makes
I'm not
great,
a smart man.
It's
but,
a great cushion while you're eating your
yes,
taco.
Exactly.
But the Red Sox did win game 1-8-4. When I stopped by, they were only down by, they were only led by one run, but something happened after I turned it off.
I watched about a half hour of the game. The Dodgers didn't look great.
No. So hopefully they can pull it together tonight, the next game. It's on Fox. I think it's 6 o'clock when it's going to start.
Okay.
So it's going to jack up your TV for the next few days. Hey, did you know that Ben Stiller was a drummer in an 80s band called Capital Punishment? I don't know if you knew that.
Was this like a touring band that had a record deal?
It was a smaller band. He was really trying to make it work. It didn't go. I mean, we've never really heard of Capital Punishment.
Can't say I have.
But the good news is Capital Punishment is back together for an EP, and it's called This Is Capital Punishment. Do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Look into me. What do you see? It's
yeah.
Ben Stiller's band.
Okay.
If you want to buy it, it goes on sale Black Friday.
Do they spell capital with a C or a K?
It's How with a C.
With a C, okay.
Yeah, they didn't get that creative.
Who spells it with a K?
I thought they were trying to be like different.
Edgy.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're in a rock band,
right.
you're like, that would look great
it
on a t-shirt
so cool
if
with,
it was a K.
Yeah.
John Cena is refusing to go to a WWE event in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, good.
Because of what happened to the journalist.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not going.
Okay.
I don't blame him.
I'm fine with that.
Wouldn't you rather stay home too?
Yeah.
I don't know when we all fell in love with Saudi Arabia.
Right?
They're really bad to their people there.
He's like,
I don't know why this is news to everybody. They've always been terrible.
I know.
Out of all the situations. Check this out, though. Disney may reboot Pirates of the Caribbean with the writers from Deadpool.
Why are we rebooting it? Do we need to?
It's not really dead yet. I mean, I always loved the Pirates movies. They were good. But what if you had these guys behind it, though, where you put a little bit more of an edge on it?
Would they bring Johnny Depp back?
I don't know.
Because the wheels have really fallen off on the Johnny Depp train.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is a wreck.
That's really all he is Captain Jack Sparrow. I mean.
Nowadays, yeah.
Because he likes to dress up and just be that guy all the time. So who knows? He didn't say that. It just says that the Deadpool guys may do this.
It's all the drinking and the drugs that make him think that he's actually Jack Sparrow.
Right, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin. I posted this as a blog yesterday, but the game show Beat Shazam, they're casting right now.
Ooh. Yeah.
And in fact, if you think you could make it on the show, just go to mix1051utah.com. It gives all the instructions on how you could get on. Justin, I was thinking about you because they're looking for radio guys who've been in the industry and can name songs. And you're good from the 70s up, so like,
yeah,
you might be able to crush it.
It all depends on the day for me, too. Sometimes I'm hesitant, and I would probably, you know.
Would you doubt yourself?
I would sometimes.
The pressure.
When you're on the spot like that. But otherwise, I'm always like, boom, 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 boom.
What kind of money do you play for on Beat Shazam?
It starts off with like $1,000 at a time, and it just keeps getting bigger, like any game show.
Oh, okay.
And so you work your way to $1 million. That's where your goal is.
$1 million is the goal of that game.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought to get everyone ready for their auditions for Beat Shazam, we'll put you on the guest list for our Halloween party this Saturday at Sky SLC, downtown Salt Lake City. Calling it the greatest show. I'll be live there from 10 to midnight, although I think I'm showing up like at 9 and staying until they kick me out. So love for you to be there as well. Love to put you on the guest list. Here's how it works. We're going to play our own version of Beat Shazam. When you call in, you'll be able to pick if you want to play against Justin or Jackson. I have 5 songs that I've grabbed. I'm just going to play them. And if you think you know it, you yell your name. Whoever yells it first is like buzzing in. Get 3 out of 5 right, and you are on that guest list.
Is it like the game show to where it's just like these random songs?
There's I have a category.
Okay.
And it's famous movie soundtrack songs.
Oh.
Okay. Do you want to do one now so everyone kind of understands
sure.
the idea of the game? By the way, to play is 844-649-1051. But this one is just for the two of you.
Okay.
Shout it out the moment you know it.
Justin. It's Gangster's Paradise, but do I need to name the movie?
Oh, that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
Do you need to name the movie in Beat Shazam?
No.
Oh,
I thought maybe you were going to make it harder.
Yeah.
No.
I can't think of it now. I just drew a blank. I knew it's the one with Kim Basinger.
That's right. Dangerous Minds.
That's it.
Dangerous yeah. Mind. I'm sorry, though. You do not get a point for that. But you did get a point for the one. So that's how the game is played.
Okay.
If you think you can beat Justin or Jackson and you want to be on the guest list for our Halloween party, call us right now. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You ready to play Beat Shazam to be on the guest list for our Halloween party on Saturday?
Yeah.
All right, Ashley. First, you got to pick who you want to go against. Will you be going against Justin or Jackson?
Jackson.
Going against Jackson.
Let's do it.
Smart choice. All right, so here's how it works. The category is popular movie soundtracks. I'll start a song. If you think you know it, you yell out your name. If I call on you, then you just need to give me the title. I don't need the artist, okay?
Okay.
Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Ashley, you ready?
Yeah.
Song number one.
Jackson.
Ashley.
Yes, Jackson.
My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion.
That is correct. That was, you know, that was close, though,
that was
Ashley.
Close,
that was close.
Ashley. That's okay. I'm getting nervous now.
That was a hard one.
Here's the next one.
Jackson.
Jackson.
This is from 8 Mile. It's yes. Eminem, and it's Lose Control.
That's correct, yes.
Ooh, that's good because I was questioning the title on
I
that
was
one.
Too. As soon as I said my name, I was like, oh,
is
no.
Is it Lose Control? Jackson. Lose Yourself. Is it Lose Control?
It won't stop playing on me. it's Lose Yourself, by okay. the way. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Here,
oh, then I got it wrong. So that's a point for Ashley.
Did you say Lose Control?
I said Lose Control.
Oh, well, you are wrong.
Sorry, Ashley. Hey.
Hold on. Let me give you a buzzer okay. here. it won't stop playing. Here's the next one.
Ashley.
Ashley. Yes, Ashley.
Oh, gosh. It's now I blanked it. Oh gosh, I forgot it.
Jackson for the steal.
Mrs. Robinson.
That is correct. Hold on, let me give you a little ding ding while the music still plays.
The music Robinson. Doesn't want to stop this morning.
I don't know what's going on with my board.
My ghost friend.
All right, Ashley, we'll try one more time here. We'll try to get you on the guest list, okay?
Okay. Let's see.
I'm afraid what's going to happen when I turn back on this. Hold on.
It's still there.
Ashley.
Yes, Ashley.
It is Danger Zone.
That is correct. Nice job there. That means Ashley stays in it for one more time. This music.
What is going on with your music
I don't
over
know.
There, pal?
I don't know. Okay, one final song. And here we go.
Jackson.
Yes, Ashley. Jackson.
Let it go. Frozen.
That is correct. Oh, Ashley, you know what? I'm going to still give you tickets for our party. And I don't know how I'm going to stop Let It Go from playing.
You shouldn't.
Ashley, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Now, explain to me what your friend said to you, Jackson, the other day.
We were hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through her monster of a purse.
Yeah.
But what you heard was a handbag.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is she takes carry-on luggage everywhere she goes.
God,
this
I've
thing
seen
is
those.
Enormous.
Yeah.
And she's digging through it trying to find something. And she goes, oh, there's my toothbrush. I was looking for this morning.
I'm sorry?
So apparently
uh-huh.
she just lost her toothbrush and found it at the bottom of her purse.
I'm not shocked for the fact that Jen brings sometimes around this bag. Yeah, it's like a knapsack. It's not a purse at all. It's just this huge satchel as if she was going out to deliver papers on her morning route.
Yep, it's got wheels on it.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm like,
so funny.
Like, this is what you carry around? And the other day, she's like, hey, can you go in there and grab my keys? So I open this thing up, and it's like Mary Poppins as I dig my hand in here, and I pull out, like, one high heel. I'm like, right. I don't...
Like, you could get in there.
Yeah, I'm like, well, where did the
around.
Other shoe go?
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, oh, there it is. I'm like, what do you... What do you mean, there it is?
I don't, yeah, seriously.
How do you not know what's in your purse?
You're carrying this thing every single day.
And I, you know, you and I like to be as minimal as possible.
Yes.
Like, I have keys, phone, wallet, that's it.
Right.
And I was thinking about, can I combine the wallet and the phone thing together to lose one item?
A lot of people do.
I know, it's like that. But then, so I always have a hard time understanding these women that carry pretty much everything in the kitchen sink all in their handbag.
That's Jen. We've got, in hers, it's like a whole... activity set for the kids in case we go out to dinner and we need to keep them entertained. She can be like,
throw some crayons at them.
Yeah, here's an iPad.
I wish it was just crayons.
Chargers.
Like, here's some glitter. Here's crayons. Here's some safety scissors. I've got a stack of construction paper for you.
How do you kids feel about a megaphone? You like megaphones?
She really digs deep in her purse and she pulls out Bob Ross. That's where he's been for the last 10 years.
That's so funny.
And then he helps them make pretty little trees. So the question is, what's the most random item in your purse right now? For example, if we were to call Monroe, who does middays here, and we said, what's the most random item in your purse? It's probably Uncle Sam the worm that she stole from us.
Yeah, and we went to the movie with her.
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away.
On all the stuff she carried.
Blown away.
She brought a buffet into that meal.
Yes, that all fit in there.
She had a carving station come out of her purse at one point. Like, it was ridiculous.
There's just some big beefy man with a knife and a sharpener.
The amount of stuff she pulled out for snacks out of that bag, I was blown
away.
That's
hilarious.
She fed two whole rows.
Yes, she did. She John's not lying.
And she had a cornucopia that she put out just like at one
She
point.
Showed up with 40 loaves of bread and 40 fishes.
So look in your purse right now. And if you don't have a purse, and someone in your house does, maybe it's a wife, a daughter, just go over there. Go ahead and take
a look
inside. Start digging through and let us know what's the most random item that's in that purse. We want to hear from you. Gina says, I have cough medicine in my purse. I guess it's not that random. I keep it there because I'm a teacher, so I'm always sick. I bet.
Are we talking about cough drops or like a whole bottle of NyQuil?
I like to think it's like Robitussin, like the Costco size.
Robitussin DM.
And a spoon.
No, she just takes a swig of it.
Oh, just
then puts it
right
back
off the bottle.
Into her purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maddie says, I have a recipe for the perfect 7-layer dip. I don't know why it's in there.
Mm. Is it the perfect one? If so, send it over.
Listen, you never know when you're going to need something like that.
That's a good point. What are your layers?
What are you doing there? Amanda says, an old cheese stick.
Ew. John would eat it.
I would eat it.
John would eat it. John, it hasn't been refrigerated for 3 days.
Right. Yeah, it's better that way.
It's all sweaty.
Another Amanda says a fishing lure.
Careful.
Amanda.
Could you imagine just like putting your hand in there and just like.
You're going to get hooked, girlfriend.
Vanessa, a piece of broken off cement. This text
is that a piece of the Berlin Wall?
they've had it in there for quite some time. Yeah. This is I have a card with a guy's number who tried asking me out 4 years ago. Will you send it to us and can we call him?
Yeah.
Just come in.
I'll bet he's married now.
We want to know more
about him.
We want you in here. We want to call him. Maybe if you're looking, we can make something happen.
That'd be
just
fun.
Throwing it out here.
I like it.
What's the most random item in your purse right now? Let's see. Gloria, a rotten banana. Pretty much everything we've mentioned can be found in the backseat of my car.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, the male version of this is the console in your car because you stuff everything in there.
Console? All in my back.
You throw yours in the backseat, huh?
Lisa says, I have a soccer sock. None of my kids are playing soccer.
Just one, huh? What happened to the other one?
Curtis, I just checked my wife's purse. She has a mouth guard in there. Morning, guys. Thanks, Curtis. Hi, Max. Who's this?
This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing excellent. We're talking about the most random item in your purse right now.
I have a Barbie leg.
You know
the
what?
Problem
that's
with that
random.
Is it's transferred like 4 purses.
Why do you keep moving into the next purse?
Oh no, maybe subconsciously it's like a good luck charm at this point. I'm not sure.
That's some serial killer stuff. What on earth are you talking
like
about?
Most people have like a lucky rabbit's foot. She's just keeping a whole Barbie leg.
Does that have a shoe on?
The leg, yep.
Oh, Nikki, thanks for sharing. That's hilarious.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye. Sandra says, I have a computer charger in my bag. Those are nice to have. You can never have enough cell phone chargers or computer chargers.
Or gum.
I have a potato chip clip in my purse.
Is it a mixed one?
Oh, maybe so.
Maybe. Yeah. One of the blue ones we have.
A lot of chip clips.
This says, it's not in my purse anymore, but I had my daughter's umbilical cord after it fell off in my purse for 6 months. Oh.
Okay, hold on.
I have a lot of questions about that.
Hold on.
No.
Got some questions.
I didn't know that you could take it.
Yeah.
There's a part that stays on when you leave the hospital.
Huh.
Yeah.
Justin's never done the baby.
No, I haven't. So
yeah,
I don't
so
know.
You bring your baby home and then it dries out and it kind of falls off on its
How
own.
How big is it?
It's a nub.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a nub of flesh.
And it smells really bad.
I know some
really?
People will like tan it and keep it as a keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds like, and I'm not discouraging you. I don't want to talk badly on you. But it sounds like they just took a piece of rotting flesh off their child and threw it in their purse real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, now it's petrified, huh?
It's the best text of the day right there. Hey, speaking of horrifying stories, yesterday I challenged the two of you, Justin and Jackson, to tell a ghost story on our podcast. And if you want to hear them, they're on yesterday's podcast. You can just text podcast at 844-649-1051. I will say both Justin and Jackson nailed it. Out of the park.
It turned out being pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do it again, but that way it came out way better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
So I ended up stealing Justin's story and telling it yesterday at the dinner table.
How'd it go?
And it had to do with a clown. It scared them too much.
You don't have any clowns at your house.
Liam was like, I hate clowns. Why would you tell such a story?
Because clowns are scary. Right
did you know this about Liam and clowns?
I forgot.
Oh, that's on you then.
So Justin's story traumatized my son.
Oh, well, I did my job then.
So you nailed it is
so
what
so
I
it's want. A ghost story.
Yes, exactly. Nice job. Mike sent us a text saying, morning, guys. The last time I reached in a purse to get baby food, I kept grabbing containers of grandma's ashes. Stop. It happened a lot of times. So now I just hand the woman the purse so they can grab whatever they need. Justin, let's do the show, Bisbee.
Mariah Carey, she's going to be the one joining The Voice next as a key advisor.
Hasn't Mariah Carey been on The Voice before as an advisor?
Is Mariah Carey the one you want to take advice from?
She had a huge career.
She did.
I bet she knows what she's talking about.
I mean, don't know. Because really? She was married to, what was his name? Justin Fontaine. It was the head of Sony at the time.
Uh-huh.
I feel like being married to the head of the label had a lot to do with how well your career did in the 90s.
So you're saying his decisions helped shape her career?
Sure it did. I mean, he was the president of Sony Music.
I've always thought she's kind of overrated.
Really? I know you don't like Mariah Carey.
I mean, like, yeah. Fantasy and Dream Lover and those great stuff. I like her early 90s stuff best.
I mean, she was a big deal. I tend to think she, I don't know, every once in a while I see these artists and I'm like, just because you're successful at one point, how much are you as a coach? Like, it's right. Not always those who can't do teach, you know?
Right. I don't know. So we'll have to see. I don't get to watch it myself because DirecTV is still feuding with NBC.
Still?
So.
Is that still going on?
It's been a long time.
Oh, man.
I know.
And they do it every year, too.
Every year
you don't get Channel 5 for like 3 or 4 months.
We're really to that point now. So I'm like, well, wouldn't watch it if I could.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the case. Chick-fil-A, actually, I wanted to bring this up in the showbiz beat because I'm super excited about it, is testing a new mac and cheese side dish.
Yeah.
Only because they don't do anything bad.
Well, there goes my choose the news story.
Oh, was it?
Here's the thing. So I actually wrote about it. You can read all about the mac and cheese at mix1051utah.com.
Are we one of the test markets?
No.
Ah!
It's only in 4 states.
Okay.
It's in Texas, Tennessee, Maryland, and I don't know, Georgia, I think. Something
sure.
Like that.
Why is Maryland in there? Throw them out.
Yeah, no, get out of here, Maryland.
Yeah, you don't
who
belong
do you think
in
you
there.
Are? We camp out for days before a Chick-fil-A opens.
That's
Utah,
why.
Utah is like all about Disney and Chick-fil-A. Those are like the two things that we do here.
Right.
So we didn't get it, but one Twitter user in the test market tweeted it. Apparently, you can get it with chicken nuggets on top.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yes.
I know. So you get this big old bowl of mac and cheese
what
with nuggies.
Go with me on this.
Yeah.
Listening. You get like a little boat. You put in their waffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
You put the mac and cheese on top of the waffle fries with some of the chicken just sprinkled on top.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a heart palpitation.
I know, right?
How about this?
Go on.
Chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Oh. With Chick-fil-A sauce.
Uh-huh.
And just a layer of mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We would eat this every day.
Mm. Yeah. You know what? It's a good thing it's not in Utah.
I love it. All right. We'll wrap it up on that. That's the show, Bisbee.
Thanks, Justin. All right. It's up to you. Choose the news. Pick the story you want to hear, and we'll put you into a drawing for tickets to Disney's Nutcracker, the advanced screening happening on Tuesday. Justin's story is...
I got the new way to look slimmer for your wedding.
Jackson.
Earn yourself $20,000 by making a wedding dress out of this.
I want to point out a lot of people saying, what's with the wedding theme today?
Just two good stories, actually, I think, that randomly.
Hmm. Two decent stories.
No, they're pretty good.
Excuse me. You don't even know what my story is, first of all, pal.
I got a dog's color linked to how long they live. Let's read the text messages. Eric says, I'm getting married soon. I need to get slimmer. Tell me how to do that, Justin. I'm voting for John. I'm curious how long my dog will live based off of her color. Wendy, my husband and I are going for Jackson this morning. Also, we just finished yesterday's podcast. Jackson, your ghost story gave us the chills.
Ooh.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Thank you. I really made it up as I was going. I didn't know how it was going to end.
It was great. If you missed it, we did ghost stories yesterday just for our podcast listeners. So make sure you download our podcast. Erica says, I'm voting for John. I almost don't want to know. I have two dogs and they're different colors. Yeah, I know. Kayla voting for John. Don't care about weddings so much right now. I'm a total dog lover. I have to go with that story. My dog is cream and tan, so let's hope that's the answer. Well, the winner today with 74% of the votes is...
Yeah.
John!
Yeah!
I had like a good answer.
It was a
story blowout,
man.
The dogs. Yeah. It was dogs.
But you know what's crazy? Usually weddings win in Utah.
I know.
Usually do, but...
Dog trumps wedding.
Okay, good to know.
Now we know.
I'm going to try to keep this as... unscientific as possible. It's hard because this thing comes from a journal.
Okay.
But it turns out the color of your dog's coat has an influence on his or her life expectancy and risk of developing serious illness. So researchers analyzed 33,000 veterinary patient records from the UK. They started with Labradors and then they moved on to other dogs. So again, Labradors is what I'm going to say, but this actually has to do with all dogs, according to this research. They found that chocolate labs live significantly shorter lives than their black and yellow cousins. Chocolate dogs have higher incidences of ear and skin problems. And they say the relationship between coat and disease may reflect consequences of breeding certain animals. So way back when we started breeding all of these different animals, we didn't know any better. And because of that, their coat color now will tell you whether or not they'll have more illnesses when they get older.
I get it. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it's like how pure white animals are typically deaf and that sort of thing.
Oh,
like
really?
The same. For some reason, somehow, the same gene that makes them white makes them also like lose their hearing.
I had no clue about that.
Really? White animals are often deaf.
So they're saying if you have a chocolate-colored dog, not like the black color, but like that chocolate color, that's the most unhealthy of dog that you'll have.
Okay.
And then it goes...
Which is so sad because they're the best ones.
They are chocolate labs.
I love my chocolate lab.
And then it goes to black, then to yellow. Oh, it doesn't have white on here as one of them. So I wonder if that's the last one or not. But those are the colors that they went on this research. So yellow will be the most healthiest of the dog coats. Which is crazy because I had a yellow lab. She had problems from day one.
Yeah, but Sadie lived a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. She had a bunch of problems, but she refused to die for a real long time.
That's what it was about
her.
She
really hung in.
She would not give up.
Remember how she got trapped in a window well for a couple days and just was totally fine about it?
3 days, came out, like nothing ever happened.
Very hardy.
Yeah.
It's like a camel over there, huh?
The other two stories, so Justin and Jackson's wedding story will be up online at mix1051utah.com. We tell them each and every day in our podcast.
Your first date went well, but now you're getting the Provo fade?
John and Justin can help with the second date update.
Hey, Brantley.
Hey there.
Morning. So tell us who you went out with and kind of what happened.
Yeah, so I met this girl, Marna, on Tinder. Casual, you know.
Yeah.
We were messaging here and there, everything was going well, and so we decided to, you know, go out, take it to the next step, meet in person. So halfway, you know, through the date, you know, things are going great, but just something happened, like, out of nowhere, like a switch kind of turned, and I don't know what it was, but she just totally zoned out and checked out completely.
Like she was preoccupied with something else?
Yeah, but it was just out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know what happened, or I didn't really say anything. Or
did you get that thing where she looked down at her phone and she's like, oh no, I have an emergency I have to go home to? Like, was there that?
No, there like wasn't really a, you know, a fake text from a friend. Because I had, you know, I've done that before, but she just said she had a migraine and decided to go home on a Lyft, and she wouldn't even let me drive her home. So I don't know what happened. I'd like to, but she hasn't responded to any of my texts or even tried to like Instagram message her, and just didn't work.
Maybe it was tummy trouble. I'm going to just throw out there. Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. Some gurgles, and you want to get out of there quick.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that.
No, and you know, you're not that. You don't have that kind of relationship yet.
I get that. I can see that.
But that still doesn't explain why she's not texting him back.
Right. I wonder if she saw someone at the restaurant. Like, did she, maybe she was disturbed by someone else there. Was it maybe an ex-boyfriend?
That's a good one.
Who's out on a date and she saw that and she had to get out of there? Or,
that's what I was looking around for, but I couldn't see anybody that remotely could have been that.
Yeah, you know that feeling as well then.
Right.
I don't know. Migraines, look, migraines are serious. I know my wife, Jen, she gets them from time to time. And when they hit hard. But I didn't think she would have wrote back to you unless she's still suffering from the migraine.
Yeah.
All right, I'm saying gurgly gut. What's everyone else going with on this one?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah?
Oh, man. I'm just going to say that she just wasn't that into him.
Oh. All right.
Because this feels like a blow-off. To me.
But why not then to text back? Like, I'm not, well, a lot of people don't text back.
It's called ghosting, dog. Where have you been?
That's why we have the second date update.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Brantley, we'll grab Marna's number from you and let us try to get a hold of her and, you know, we'll talk to her next.
All right. Awesome.
We're trying to help out Brantley. Brantley met Marna on Tinder. They ended up going out to dinner together and things were going well, at least for part of the date. And then Marna all of a sudden just shut it down, like completely. We don't know if maybe Brantley had like a big booger in his nose,
hey,
like some bats in the cave. And she was just like, I'm going to get out of here. And then she got up and bailed. We don't know if it was that. She said it was a migraine. But like Brantley said, I'll drive you home. And she said, no, not going to happen. Brantley, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. Hey, we were able to track down Marna, so I'm going to pick up with her. But just don't say a word, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. Marna's right here on this line. Morning, Marna.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Good. Thank you, John and Justin. Mix 105.1. Jackson's here as well, and you are on the air right now on our station. Is that still okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I was telling you, it's October, so I've been trying out my psychic abilities, and all of a sudden this morning it washed over me. The name Marna and then your phone number.
Yeah.
And so I dialed it and we're here now and I'm feeling like, hold on here. You went on a date recently. Is that true, Marna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good, John.
Thank you. If only that was the case, Marna. We actually talked to the guy you went out on the date with, Brantley, earlier this morning, and he called us because you haven't called him back. And so we're calling just to figure out like why, like what happened.
Oh, well, actually, Brantley is married.
Whoa.
I'm sorry?
Brantley?
Yeah.
Brantley, quote unquote, he's married.
Is he a swinger? We've had that before. Like, was that the case? Like, where he was looking for a number three?
I don't know what he was looking for, but I noticed that he had on his ring finger this invention, like he used to wear a ring. So I waited until he was in the bathroom, and I searched his phone, and I went to his Facebook page. And when I got to his Facebook page, I found out a lot more than that. Actually, his name isn't even Brantley. It's John.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on a second here. So you see like this, like a indentation on the ring, and you're like, that doesn't seem right. So he leaves. You grab his phone. Bubba needs to get a lock on that phone.
Right.
You just push the Facebook app and you can go to the profile. Okay, I'm with you. And you're telling me, so you see his photo and it doesn't say Brantley underneath it. It says John.
Yeah, it's John.
A solid name.
Well.
So it creeped me out. And then I, you know, went ahead and investigated even further. And he doesn't even live here. He must have been traveling, you know, because I don't understand, like, why he would even do that.
So you're telling me that as you looked at his Facebook page, you noticed that also he's not even from Utah? It was just like...
No, not at all.
Hey, can we just stop this? I don't want to do this anymore. This is... It's okay. Like...
Well, I don't... I'm Brantley, you reached out to us, man. We're just trying to get to the bottom of why Marna is not calling you back. Like...
I mean, it's okay. It's like nothing happened. I don't really care about why she didn't call me back anymore. Nothing happened. So,
What do you mean, witness protection or something?
Yeah. Like, wait a minute. So, are you from here? Are you cheating? Like, we got to know something, man. I mean, you reached out to us.
Nothing happened, so I didn't cheat or anything, you know?
You kind of dipped that toe in the water, though, wouldn't you say?
I mean, it doesn't really matter anymore, you know?
It doesn't matter. You're pretty pathetic. Like, you know, seriously. I don't know what you have going on, but I feel sorry for your wife, whoever she may be.
So, Marna, you just bailed. You as soon as you figured out what was going on, you just got on that lift and got the heck out of there, is what you're telling me.
Definitely. Yeah. I didn't owe him any explanation or anything. He's actually lucky that that's the way that, you know, it just ended. Because, you know, another person, it probably could have went way worse than that.
Listen, I mean, people do this all the time. It's not like it's that big of a deal. I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to marry you or anything. It was just supposed to be casual, but you took it somewhere else. You know, like, you're making way too big of a deal of this.
I like that Brantley/John, whatever his name is,
right,
is trying to be like, you're making a mountain out of a molehill here. It's like, no, wait a minute, man. Like,
everybody cheats. It's totally cash.
It's cool. It's what we do. It's 2018, man. Free love. No, like, you're lying. And obviously, when you're asking us to stop doing the second date, my guess is you're hoping that wherever you're from, and our podcast goes everywhere, that, you know, no one finds out about this.
This goes everywhere?
Yeah, dude.
Internet.
Yeah, man. We've got, over 30,000 downloads on our podcast each and every month.
Okay.
Hi, Mix.
Hi. I just listened to the second day, and can I just say, that guy is freaking screwed. Oh, my gosh. What a freaking idiot.
Yeah, for real. Why would you call a radio station if you're trying to hide an affair?
Yeah, I mean,
I get it. You're in a different market. Like, you're in a different city.
Cocky, man.
It doesn't make any sense.
Cocky. They all think they're above it.
They do. Yeah. They're such dummies.
Right, I mean, I get it if you want to get a second date update, but don't call it, especially, and I mean, no offense to you guys, don't call the station because you guys will get to the bottom of it.
We always figure it out. Listen, it's not hard to find the cheaters. They always kind of just, they end up being weasels every time.
Yeah, I was not expecting that come out. Oh my gosh, that guy is freaking screwed. What I hope from this,
yeah,
is that the guy gets home and his wife just looks at him.
Oh, just eats him up inside. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Later.
Thanks for doing what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Tiffany says, amazing second date update. I'm rolling on the floor right now. Tanya says, that is a classic second date update. He did it to himself.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb guys in the world.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I've been telling you this for... How long have we known each other? 2 years now? For 2 years, well, I've been telling you that men are dummies.
It's taken me over 2 years of second date updates.
You know why? Because we're dummies.
Because they're dummies.
Raymond says, find out who this guy is and send a copy of this to his wife. Put his phone number in Facebook. See who comes up. What a pig.
Well, that's pretty good, actually.
Jared from Payson says, this dude sounds like a serial killer through and through. Man, Joe says, I can't believe that Brantley guy didn't know that podcast went everywhere. It's called the World Wide Web for a reason. Best second date update yet.
Yeah.
If you missed us catching Brantley in just a web of lies.
I will give it up for Marna, though. She does want to respect his privacy.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she didn't want us to give us his last name. She's just like, look, I just want to put it behind me. It's not worth it. So I get that. But our listeners are not so forgiving.
No.
And they want to find this guy, and they want to make him pay.
They got all day to look this
up. Oh, yeah. So get that podcast out. Hopefully, maybe someone knows his wife.
Jackson, your poor dog, Opal.
Yeah.
Has an issue.
I'm just wondering if anyone has some home remedies for this. My roommate took her mountain biking, which they've done a million times, but this was an extra long one. And I just think the trail was a little rocky.
Mm-hmm.
So Opal got home, and she can't walk because something tore up her paw pads.
Oh,
no.
So she's horrible. Just got these, like, cracked, sore pads. She can't really walk. I feel so bad for her. So does anyone know what I can put on these things to kind of speed up recovery?
Yeah, that udder.
Udder butter?
Yeah, whatever they use for cow udders. Maybe that would work.
I was thinking Aquaphor.
Can dogs have Aquaphor?
I don't know, but we use it. I mean, we slathered our kids in it for years. Like, so it's got to be healthy for them. Well, not healthy, but not hurt them. I feed it to them nightly.
Yeah,
just a big old spoonful of Aquaphor. Yeah,
keeps the doctor away. Right. I think that's what they say. But that's the thing is, I don't know what remedies I can use
right.
from like the corner drugstore because everything's toxic to dogs.
Right. I don't know.
And I don't think some beeswax is gonna fix this.
A paraffin wax.
Right.
That's what you do. You get the you take her down and you dip her legs mm-hmm. into some nice paraffin.
Well, yeah, but she'd still be able to eat it. She'd still chew through it. She's determined.
Really?
I can't. This is a dog that I can't keep in a cone because she can figure out a way to get out of the cone.
All right. So Jackson's dog Opal tore her feet. We're looking for remedy ideas if you have any. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lauren.
Hey, right. Lauren, are you trying to help out Jackson and his dog, Opal?
I am.
Okay, what do I do about her poor little feet? Her little paw pads are all torn up.
So my ex-boyfriend, he had a blue heeler. So he would take him, just out, hiking and whatever. And this happened to him all the time. And I don't know if this is, healthy for the dog, but he just always used super glue.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Literally, he just carried super glue everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's a... Well, I mean, we've done that before when she's, tore herself on, a fence. Listen, she's a working dog. She's a sheepdog. That's what she does. She's just,
farm
girl,
she's
tearing things up all the time.
And, we use super glue on our own cuts from time to time, yeah. So...
Okay, totally. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, he would actually put them on his paw pads. Huh. So,
awesome.
That's what I would do.
Just clean it out real nice and just glue it up. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Yep. Yeah, have a good day.
I'm getting a few texts saying Aquaphor is safe for pets and would be a great remedy, so you might want to try that or a Neosporin. Right. A lot of people texting about these. Sorry, we're getting a bunch of podcast texts right now at the same time. Bag balm.
Yeah, that's for the udders.
Is that udder butter?
Yeah, because when the cow gets chafed, they put that on there, so it's kind of it'll help heal.
This says soak the paws in warm water, then apply Vaseline or coconut oil, and that should help.
Okay. I guess I'm just trying to get her some relief.
Right.
Because she just keeps messing with them, which I think is making it worse.
I think Beth says it best. Laying on the couch would never do this to your poor dog. The outdoors just need to stay in their own lane.
Beth, preach. That's why the dog's like me, because I'm a lay on the couch and feed them human food kind of guy.
There you go.
One last time, let's do Justin's showbiz beat.
A Nightmare on 13's team of career specialists has spent the last year crafting new nightmares just for you. Check them out at nightmareon13th.com for more info. So you have those moments in life where you're like, oh man, it makes me feel old. Well, this one's definitely going to do it for a lot of us, actually. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time just had its 20th anniversary.
No.
Yeah, this song is 20 years old.
No.
Right?
That's impossible.
It just happens. John, just embrace it.
No.
You're a middle-aged man.
I was rocking out to the song. I remember high school.
High school? This came out when
Don't even.
First grade.
No!
I would jam out to this on the radio every morning on my way into first grade.
Uh-huh.
Loved it.
See?
Loved it.
Well, I'm going to go have a good cry.
Yeah, his mom was still dressing him while you were in high school.
It's true.
How about this, though? Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger, tells Access Hollywood that he's got one more in him.
He might think he does, but I don't think he does.
I can't argue that because I don't know how he moves. And is he an old man? Does he walk around like that? Or is he still okay? I guess because it's a mask, he doesn't have to look any certain way.
Wasn't he just on the Goldbergs?
He was.
As Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
How did it look? Did you see that one?
I haven't watched it yet. So that's what I would ask is, how did that go? And if that went well, maybe we let him do another.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, he's like, I know that they're trying to reboot it. If they probably want to make a series. He goes... I don't know if I got a series in me, but I got one more.
It's got one left in there.
One more.
One more swing at bat.
It's like an athlete. You got one more game left in you. You're like, I think I'm playing one more season, then I'm going
to
hang it up.
Just depends how much you want Freddy to do. And, right. You can just do some close-ups and then have someone else running as Freddy. Then it's just him, a close-up of his face going that's how you do
right.
it. It's called Hollywood magic.
We got that for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Mike, the situation. We know that he was sentenced. He doesn't have to report till January 15th. Now, I say this. If you only got 8 months, why would you prolong it? I would go right now, and then you're out by spring.
I bet he had engagements, DJing stuff that they're letting him do so he can make some money before going in.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
8 months? So you're going in January, you're out in August? I bet he'll be out in
by
early
spring anyway.
June. Yeah.
Maybe he already knows something like that.
I'll bet non-celebrities have a much harder time prolonging their jail time.
Right. No, that's what I thought. I'm like, you can push it off till the 15th of January?
You can push it out to whenever.
I'm just, you know what? I'll serve this when I'm 80. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll take care of it when I'm 80.
When you've got a free 8 months, you let us know and come on by.
Listen, perfect.
I do the same thing. I'd be like, you know, I'll come back in winter. I'll sit there and hibernate during winter, and I'll be done by spring.
Yeah, and they'll be like, sorry, who do you think you are?
Right, exactly.
In jail right now.
Yeah, you can work out all winter.
Yeah.
And be like, man, look at this beach body.
Come back ready for the pool, man.
Right, that's how you do it. All right, that's the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. Yesterday, we had to go buy the kids their second pair of Halloween costumes because my mother-in-law bought my kids' Halloween costumes a month ago. Mm-hmm. And we were like, please don't do it yet. Our kids are going to get put these on, Liam and Ella, 4 and 6. And sure enough, they started wearing them as play clothes. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, we're missing pieces. Things are torn. The excitement's gone. They no longer want to be the costumes that they bought.
Right.
No. Well, you have to remember that costumes are basically, they are the most expensive thing you will buy your child.
It's
and
true.
They're basically made out of paper bags.
Right. You're exactly right.
They don't hold up at all.
No.
So last night we went over to the Spirit Store, which, by the way, the scariest thing about the Spirit Store are the abandoned warehouses that they're put into. Because I walked into this one and I'm like, yeah, we're going to go in this thing? Yeah, all right, let's go in here.
They're all shady looking, huh?
Yeah, every single one of them. Right.
Am I going to come out of here alive?
You know what I noticed? So they have like these knockoff Halloween costumes.
I love a knockoff Halloween.
So I wrote down a bunch yesterday while we were going through.
Okay.
And I want to see if you can figure out exactly like what they are. Because, you know, we are just days away from Halloween.
Oh, wow. I didn't even see Fran in the corner.
No, Fran was right there. Fran's always there in October with the organ ready to go at any time.
She's so sneaky.
On retainer.
She is. All right. So the first one I saw when I walked in there, the title of the costume was Notionless. Notionless was the title of the costume.
Notionless.
Notionless.
What gender costume is it?
Yeah.
It is a female gender based off of a movie made in the 90s.
Oh, Clueless.
Oh,
that's exactly correct.
Clueless. Man, that's a good one.
It was a Cher costume. All right.
It's still a costume, huh?
Here's another one.
Apparently.
I saw. Hermione Grinder, the top student at Chogborts.
Oh, well, that's Hermione Granger, the top student at Hogwarts.
Come on.
Goes on to be the Minister of Magic.
That's not even a good knockoff
right?
name.
That's like how I try to help people with rapid fire trivia.
That sounds like a dating app that I don't want to be on.
That's where your head was going, huh?
Hermandy Grinder, yeah. That's not good.
No.
Cyberman. This was based off of a movie.
Uh-huh.
Also made in the 90s. A male character.
Cyberman.
I'll tell you this. It looked like a priest costume. If you would have put the piece of white paper under the collar, that's what it would have been.
Cyberman.
Cyberman.
It's not Tron.
No, it's not Tron.
Because that'd be earlier.
That'd be 80s.
Ooh, this one's hard.
Cyberman.
Give up.
I don't know.
Dressed
like
in a black. Oh, The Matrix.
The Matrix, yep.
That's
it. Oh, good job.
Yeah, because Neo, they would. Yeah,
Neo.
They wore.
Yeah.
Got
and
it.
Was, I'm telling you, it was just the priest costume and they took out the white.
You're right. The collar's the same.
All right, this one based off of a. Well, let me give you the name and see if you can do it first.
Okay.
Juice Demon.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
Stop it.
Come on.
Juice Demon.
I know, right?
Juice Demon.
I love that.
It's just Jack LaLanne's ghost.
I'm going to...
With a power juicer.
Juice Demon this year. I love that one.
Oh, are you Beetlejuice? I am not Beetlejuice.
No. I couldn't afford Beetlejuice.
No.
I'm the Juice Demon.
Yeah, this is the night before Halloween. This is Juice Demon.
Are you ready for my next knockoff I found? Hungry Rebel Girl.
Rebel Girl.
Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
It was the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they just took the name Hunger.
Hungry.
And
hungry.
Called it Hungry Rebel Girl.
Well, she is a Hungry Rebel Girl. They're right.
Was it spelled like the appetite or the country?
Oh, that's a great question. It was the appetite on this one. This is what I'll be wearing on Saturday at Sky SLC for our Halloween party.
Well, I
already
know what you're wearing.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did I tell you? Here's the title. Where's the Stripey Dude?
Yep. Evel Knievel.
Oh, No, I changed. I'm not doing Evel Knievel.
Where's Waldo? Knievel?
Where's Waldo? Yeah.
What happened? No, I like your Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel's too warm to wear to the club.
Jackson, it's all patent leather.
I'm not going to wear it. I'll die.
I think we can armor roll him before he goes in.
Yeah, and it's full length, too.
All right, final one, okay?
All right.
Pubescent Frog of Silent War.
Is that the Ninja Turtles?
It's the Ninja Turtles.
Pubescent frog.
Teenage.
That's so teenage funny.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you a frog, not a turtle? Is that what this one is? Is that the knockoff part?
I think, yeah. I don't know why. Mm. The costume itself was more the turtle. Mm-hmm.
Frogs are not turtles. Yeah, well, just so we're all clear.
What do you expect out of knockoff Halloween costumes?
This is all that's left.
Right.
They're not even close. Turtles have shells.
Well, here's one of my fears coming true.
What?
Officials say at least 20 people have been injured after an escalator malfunctioned in Rome, Italy.
What did it do? Go really fast and people couldn't keep up?
I don't know. I often think, though, even if one of those things just stops, like no one's holding onto the handrail anymore and because it has germs on it, right? Like, so you see people like putting their hands in their pocket.
No, I still hold on.
Well, and you're moving and it stops. Your body keeps moving forward.
Uh-huh.
I tend to think it was a big tumble.
Right, those things have sharp edges on them.
Right, yeah.
I have seen videos of people getting sucked into horrifying.
No.
It's enough.
I got enough issues. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yep.
I got two. One I'm going to give you in the podcast, but here's the one for right now. Olive Garden serves over 529 million free breadsticks a year. That averages out for 1.6 breadsticks for every single American alive right now.
That's crazy.
It seems low.
I eat way more breadsticks than that.
All right. I thought we would kick off our podcast today with another amazing fact of the day. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Amish people are not required to get social security numbers.
Why?
I don't have explanations. I have the fact.
No, but they live independently from our nation.
They live off the grid.
Yeah. Like, it's like a... Cherokee. If you are part of the Cherokee Nation, I don't think you have to have a social security number either.
That was actually going to be a follow-up question I had. I wondered that.
Because you're part of a different sovereign nation within the United States.
Social security number is just to make sure you're paying taxes.
Yeah.
More than anything, so.
But the Amish, as part of their religion, I think, don't.
I got to tell you, when we lived doing radio in Wichita, Kansas, there was a huge Amish community right outside of Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And Jen and I would go there on Saturdays and eat at their restaurant
Is it good?
It was some of the best breakfast.
Oh.
It was, to this day, we still talk about their bread and their jam that they
let's go.
All by hand, all day long.
They made it on the farm.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, it's not processed by some machine and slapped in a jar by a machine and labeled by a machine. And
put a bunch of preservatives in it that are going to keep your insides young forever. Right, your outsides wither.
This one was made with love.
It was real food. And it was fantastic.
I thought it was great.
Let's tell the stories that did not make it onto Choose the News today. Who wants to go first?
I got mine pulled up.
All right, go for it.
So mine was like how to look slimmer on your wedding day. Yeah. And this is a great story coming from a woman in Australia. She had her sisters as her bridesmaids. Mm. And what she was doing, about a month out, she was secretly giving them a triple serving of weight gain powder in a shake on a daily basis.
Wait, did her sisters know this?
No.
Oh, my God.
They didn't. So she plumped up her bridesmaids so she could look slimmer on her wedding day.
That is a legit storyline from my favorite film, Mean Girls.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Calteen bars.
Maybe that's where she got it.
Maybe.
That's where she's like, I got the idea. So this is for bodybuilders as they're trying to put on weight for muscle weight. She gave him a triple serving every single day.
Oh, that's so messed
right?
up. That's so messed up.
But it's a good story.
But it's so funny.
That's so funny. All right, Jackson, what's yours?
This story comes to us from a 61-year-old woman in Bristol, England, who is looking for a seamstress to make her wedding dress.
Okay.
Okay, which sounds pretty normal. Unfortunately, her mother passed away recently, and so she won't be there for the wedding. She wants to create some sort of special memento to feel like her mom is there for her wedding day. So what does she do? She wants a seamstress to line her dress with her mother's hair. So this is exactly what she wants. She wants, I want authentic trim on the sleeves, the bottom, and the neckline collar, completely made from my mother's hair. I also want something around my midsection to have like a lacy floral design also made with my dead mother's hair.
That's creepy.
First of all, why did you scalp your dead mother?
Right.
Like,
yeah, why do you have
where
that?
Do you have so much hair that you can do this?
That's a good point.
So that's number one.
Right.
And number two, this woman is literally willing to pay $20,000 to any seamstress who is willing to do this. Can you sew with human hair?
I assume probably, maybe. Like, if you do it on, like, with a needle and thread, I wouldn't put it through a machine.
Right.
Are you thinking it would break?
Yeah, but I don't know how you're going to create lace with it.
Mm. No, you know who we need?
I don't know.
We need Chantel to do
this. Yeah, we need Chantel back here.
Get her on the phone.
She does sell a lot of dresses to England, so maybe maybe this gal can send Chantel her mom's hair. Chantel can sew it into the dress and send it back.
That is a weird story.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And, like, no real explanation as to how this came about or how she got the hair.
Did you see that Popeyes created the first 12-hour drive-through?
They did?
Yeah.
12-hour.
Yeah, so here's how it works. You place an order along Interstate 10 in Fort Stockton, Texas. Then you drive 12 hours to New Orleans, and you pick up your food at Popeyes there.
Why?
They're doing it to celebrate that they've always marinated their chicken for 12 hours. It's like a marketing ploy.
Got it.
They're going to have it open for 2 days. If you do the order and the drive, your order is going to be free.
I love it.
It's not worth it.
But people will do it.
People will do it.
People will do
it. You got someone out there. Do you like Popeye's chicken?
It's okay.
Yeah. Jackson?
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't taste any better than any other fast food chicken.
No, the problem is always is getting a fresh piece.
Yeah.
And same as KFC.
Yeah.
Same
you get the one that's
I don't know if they still
there.
Have it, but they have this promo item that was like a jalapeno cornbread. Mm. That I couldn't get enough of. Yeah. I want to be buried in
their dirty
jalapeno
rice is really
cornbread.
Good.
Let's see. What about this one? This week, six guys went into an e-cigarette shop in Belgium, and they tried to rob the place. Sure. And the owner said, hey, I don't have any money, but if you come back at the end of the day, I'll have a few $1,000s from all the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, all right, that's, you know, that makes a lot of sense. It's the beginning of the day. I should come back. Okay, so we'll come back around, what, 5:30?
Yeah.
5:30. Okay, 5:30, put it in your notebook. We'll be back to rob you.
We'll be back.
Great. So they showed up at 5:30, and he was like, you know what, guys? I know I said 5:30, but look, there's a lot of customers around. Come back at 6:30, and then, you know, you can have the money. Look at all this money. And they're like, oh, wow, well, what's one more hour now? We've waited all day for
they're
this.
Go get coffee.
So they came back at 6:30, and the cops were just standing there waiting
That's
for
so
him.
Funny.
They came back twice?
They came back twice.
What idiots.
And the owner says, it was like a bad comedy. They are being called the worst robbers in Belgium.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. They're the worst robbers in the world.
Yes.
Not even Florida's dumbest meth head alligator dealing criminals would be dumb, that dumb.
No, because at least they're a little bit sharp. You know, these guys.
I don't know about that. But these guys are like rock stupid.
No, well, yeah.
I've met rocks that are smarter than these guys.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We do appreciate it. If you don't mind going back and doing a review, give it 5 stars. Tell people also to download. That'd be really cool. And we'll have a brand new episode tomorrow. In tomorrow's podcast, we're going to have an AMA with a bunch of ghost hunters. Bye-bye.